Zech nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov bin Yisrael Pilchas, Zech nishmas Daniel Shein bas Yeshua Falak. Okay. So obviously Shabbos Zohar, Purim, we have a lot to speak on. So let's speak a little about when Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbos. When Purim is on Motzai Shabbos on Sunday. What is the interesting significance of that? So there is, first, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Chaim Tov Reish Tzadi Beis Dalet, he has the following halacha from the Trumas Hadeshim. Mi shehu onus ktsas. The person is not so well, whatever. Einu yochol leilech lebeis hakneses. On a regular Purim, he's not well enough to go to shul. So he's not going to be able to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah in shul, but he needs to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah. So someone's going to have to come to his house, say he doesn't know how to lane, and he's going to read the Megillah. So one possibility is they can come to his house before they read the Megillah in shul. The other possibility is to what? To come to the house after. Now, if they come to the house before, then they're going to be relying that you could read the Megillah really from Plag Mincha. You know, you really you can read it earlier than we when we normally read the Megillah. Plag Mincha is a discussion, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, hour and a quarter before Seis, but it's going to be the early. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to let him nash now. And it was, I mean, this year we're not going into Purim fasting. Most years we go into Purim fasting. So again, the person is not feeling well. He's not coming to shul. So one possibility is that Bal Kori should go to him first before he goes to the shul and lay for him. The other possibility is no, let him lay in shul first, and then he'll come to this fellow's house afterwards. It'll make him even fast longer. So maybe he should take a little nash before. So which one should be the proper way to do it? You hear the question, John? The person's not feeling well. The person's not feeling well. He can't come to shul for the Megillah at night. So someone's going to come to his house. So should he come to his house before the Megillah and shul and read it for him early, relying on the opinion that maybe you could read the Megillah from Plag Mincha? Or should he, the fellow, read for him after he finishes the Megillah and shul? This year it's not a problem, but in many years he's still fasting, so the guy will take a nash and carry him over. So the Shulchan Aruch says from the Trumas Hadeshim, Misha onus ksas ve'inu yochol leilech v'meis ha'kneses, tzorech l'hamtin achat shakor ha'kol, v'kosher olov leishim b'tayis kol kach, yochol l'shmo kriyosa v'od yom, v'plag mincho l'mala. So he says a very fascinating thing, that you know what he should do? He should hear Megillah before the rest of the shul. In other words, the Bal Korei should come to him first, even though it's really before the Iker Zman, but there's a shita that by Plag Mincha, like Rav Shechter pointed out from B'Shag Asari, when it comes to Dinim D'Rabbanon, you could do that from Plag Mincha. So go from Plag Mincha, Ulamala. And the Ramah continues, Hagah, also Lechol Kodim Sheyishma Kriyas HaMegillah. But he says, but the other possibility is let him what? Let him come later to him. And let him eat now. Break the fast. I mean, in a regular year, not like this year, when he could, he's fasting. So he says that it's better to hear the Megillah earlier than eat before the Megillah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if the tiny is a little difficult, that's what he says. So the assumption here is what? That number one, that you can read the Megillah a little bit earlier. It's a question, Plag Mincha, when exactly, but you can read the Megillah a little bit early. That's one. Okay. And the other assumption is that you're not allowed to eat before the Kriyas HaMegillah. So it's better that he hear the Megillah early than take a snack beforehand. We're talking about like the night Megillah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, so a couple of things that we need to. What would you say this year, Friday? Well, let me ask you, raise the following question: what you would say? I said, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So read it a little bit early. How about this year? How about this year? What would you say about this year?
Well, you're not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos.
You're not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos.
So you could say he's in a private home, so there's no issue of
So
caring, but.
maybe, so that's the question. So the Magen Avraham says this year, you can't do it. You can't do it early because then that would be what? Reading the Megillah on Shabbos. And you can't read it on Shabbos. So even though normally in most years you could read the Megillah early, but this year Shabbos has to be over because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because we know that there's a din that the Chachamim asked reading the Megillah on Shabbos because he might come to carry. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So the Netziv disagrees. And he says no. That you could read it early, even this year. But what about what Johnny said? You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So what's the answer? So the Magen Avraham says Johnny's right. He agrees with you, the Magen Avraham. That's good. You're a good company. Being a good company, the Magen Avraham, is good. So what's the other stance of the Netziv? So the Netziv says a fascinating idea.
Maybe it's not
Netziv,
shchiyah.
what?
Maybe the case is not shchiyah, so the gezeirah doesn't apply or something. The gezeirah.
Maybe the case is not Shchiach, so the Gezeirah doesn't apply, right? Rabbi George is saying that the case is not such a common case, so maybe the Gezeirah doesn't apply. So the Netziv has another concept. The Netziv in his Peirush on the Shiltos. The Shiltos was the first sefer written after the Gemara. The first sefer written after the Gemara was the Shiltos, Rav Achaigo. And it became popular because the Netziv wrote a Peirush on the Shiltos. So that made it popular. And the Shiltos is written kfi Seder Parshas HaShavua. The only Rav in contemporary Jewish life that I know of that used to learn Shiltos with his Balabatim was the late Rav Moshe Tendler. He would learn Shiltos with his Balabatim, on the Parsha. Most people don't own a Shiltos, let alone learn it. Learn it with the Balabatim. So the Netziv says a fascinating idea. The Netziv says that they would never made the gzeira of not to do a mitzvah on Shabbos that you might come to carry was never said on a night mitzvah, only on a day mitzvah. Why? Because you have to realize that Zman Chazal, at night, there was no nightlife in Zman Chazal. There was no street lamps. When it was night, everyone was home, went to sleep. That was it. The day's over. Nothing you can do. There's no electricity. You go to sleep. Finished. Then you wake up. You can wake up earlier, the crack of dawn, because you already were sleeping from. So he says the following. You know what he says to answer? There's a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says, "What was the gzeira of Rabbah that you shouldn't do Megillah at night?" You know what the gzeira was? Because you're going to come to carry. That's why we don't have shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. And that's why we don't have lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But those are all day mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs you do in the day. So there's a chashash of carrying. At night, no one's carrying because no one's out in the street at night. You know what he says that? He says, what was the reason why you kind of will come to carry? Because you're going to go to a bucky to teach you how to do the mitzvah. But Rashi says in Sukkah another idea. not only to teach you how to do the mitzvah, but how to say the bracha. You might not know how to say the bracha properly. So you know that the Netziv asks a fascinating question. And that is, how come when the Pesach Seder falls out of Friday night, we don't say, well, we can't have matzah because you had to come to go to the Bucky. Now, simple shot is you had to come to go to the Bucky to find out how to do the mitzvah. Well, everyone can do the mitzvah. You just have to eat. You know, that's the mitzvah. I know, I remember at the end of my father's life, the Zichrono Livracha, I used to think about this. Was my father had a feeding tube? You know, we take it for granted. We could all eat. It's easy. Everyone can eat. So you don't need to, you know, when I remember my father's end of his life, when he couldn't eat, that he needed a feeding tube. But besides that, so he says, that's shot. Why, when the Pesach Seder falls out on Friday night, even though there's a chashash, maybe you'll go to the Bucky to find out how to make the bracha, and you'll carry. There was no gezeira on a night mitzvah. That's what the Netziv says. So the Netziv says, another kiddush, that therefore, and then this Shabbos, if you would have to lay the Megillah early, you'd be able to do so. Why? Because which mitzvah are you going to do? The night mitzvah. And even though you're going to do it in the daytime, but still, they would never go there on a night mitzvah. And even if you're going to do it in a situation where it's still day, they made a low plug that we don't, Chazal and goes on a night mitzvah, and that's how he explains why there was no Gezeira de Rabba on matzah if the Seder's Friday night. So that's the fascinating shot of the Netziv. So he argues with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, like Johnny says, if you can't, if somebody has to, you know, go to, say, a lot of people, especially now, we turned the clock, so Megillah's going to be late. And there are people, you know, in old age homes that can't stay up so late. So the poskim speak about, you know, doing things from Klag Mincha. But the question is, this year, can you do it from Klag Mincha, or is it a violation of reading the Megillah on Shabbos? That's what Johnny said. So the Magen Avraham agrees with Harav Isran. And he says, you're right, you can't read it early. But the Netziv says, no, you can, because it's a night mitzvah, and even the night, and the world goes there on night mitzvahs. And even if the night mitzvah is being done early, still, it was a low plug that they're not goes there on night mitzvahs. And that, so that's a fascinating discussion, this Magen Avraham. And if you want to look up the Magen Avraham, it's a Tuf Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Katan Vav. Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. So the Trumas Hadeshin was Machmir that says, well, why don't we let this guy, what was the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Someone who was sick, who couldn't go to shul for Megillah. So the question is, should we send the guy, Balkori, over to him before the Megillah and shul? Or read it early? Or should he read it after the Megillah and shul? So he said, no, read it early. Not before, because if you can read it late, then the guy is fasting, then he's going to have to eat something before to carry him, you know, because now he's have to wait till the whole seaboard reads the Megillah, and he's going to first hear the Megillah, and then he's going to have to fast, you know, till his Megillah's over. It's going to be very low, so you can't eat. So normally, like Rav Shechter pointed out, we have a halacha that you're not supposed to eat a meal before you do a mitzvah. That's supposed to eat a meal before you do a mitzvah. But a snack is okay. But the chiddush, like Rav Shechter pointed out, but the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshin is even a snack you should have before you do a mitzvah. Even a snack. So this guy, even if you say he can carry himself over with a snack till he till he hears the Megillah, he says no. The Trumas Hadeshin Machmir, not even a snack. Not even a snack, he shouldn't. So let me ask you the following question that's brought down. So before you do a mitzvah, so you don't eat. Some say again, only a meal, some say even a snack. This is the question. Purim day, You come home from shul. What are you going to do? Eat breakfast? Eat a little bit? Well, you didn't do the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. Are you allowed to eat Purim day before you do the mitzvah of Shalach Manos or not? Rav Harford is in his sefer, Rav Shlomo David Harford Shlita, says he always brings some Shalach Manos. He says he brings Shalach Manos with him to shul. He gives it all to all his congregants. And I don't know how practical that is in most cases. But I live in a building, so it's simple. I come from shul. I can go to the neighbors and then give them a shalach manos. So some poskim hold that it's not right. You shouldn't sit down to eat before you give shalach manos.
What about Matanas Levyonim and the other? I
What
mean,
about matanos? Yeah. So matanos levyonim. Usually, what we do today is what we give before, and they give it out. The organizations give it out because we don't necessarily have an evyon that we're going to go right. So the matanos levyonim, it's taken care of, so to speak. That's not in our already in our domain. But the mishloach manos we're going to do ourselves, and the suda. Well, the suda is about eating. The suda we're going to eat later anyway.
What
So,
about, there are many organizations that you send out Shalach Manos like to your family that's far away. I actually read something whether that's Mekayim the Mitzvah or not, but
yeah,
doing that.
right. But usually, we do Shalach Manos is we actually that's the one mitzvah we do ourselves, right? You have all your neighbors, your friends, they come. So Rav Schechter likes to quote from Rav Sternbach that maybe Shalach Manos is like part of the Suda, so to speak, that you're giving them instead of like Rav Schechter always says, it's sort of like a birthday party where you invite the little kids come to the birthday party, but there's one kid that's sick that can't come, so you prepare a baggie for him so he can feel like say the mashal I think Rav Schechter gave. The mashal Rav Schechter gave is you prepare a baggie. So really, Rav Schechter always says for the Bach, the Ikar Shalach Manos is inviting someone to your Suda. And Rav Schechter always says from the Bach, the Ikar of Shalach Manos is to invite to your Suda. And that's the real Shalach Manos that you're spending time together. And Rav Schechter said from the Bach says of Migdal that the Gemara says that some people they changed off. One year they would invite who to his Suda, one year reciprocate. And then you Yotzei Shalach Manos with that. So the Bach asks, I understand the year that you're the host, that you Yotzei Shalach Manos, but the year that you're the guest, so people will usually bring their own Shalach Manos to that. But the Bach's Chiddush, as I pointed out, the Bach's Chiddush is that even the guest is Yotzei Shalach Manos, even though he didn't provide the food. I mean, we don't do that. That's not our, meaning we'll make sure that even if you're a guest by someone else's Suda, you're going to bring Shalach Manos either to your host or to someone else. But the Iker, as Rav Schechter says on the Bach, is the camaraderie, spending time together, and that's the real Iker Shalach Manos. But so some poskim hold that you shouldn't eat before, at least give, Shalach Manos to be Yotzei the mitzvah. Yeah, and then you could eat. So, but Rav Schechter said from Rav Sternbach that no, maybe it's like part of the Suda, so therefore, maybe this halacha would not apply. But that's an interesting shaila but that's this, and the Trumas HaDeshen was specifically very machmir. He said this person can't come to shul when we have a choice. Most people have said, do it late because Plag Mincha is a little bit early. Maybe it's before the Zman. It's not so poshut. The priest Hadash says you can't lay the Megillah from Plag Mincha even on a weekday. But the Trumas HaDeshen is very machmir on this. Trumas HaDeshen is very machmir and says that no, better read the Megillah early and instead of read the Megillah early instead of having the person. Eat before the Megillah. There's another interesting question regarding Megillah this year. The Sefer Nitei Gavriel discusses it. What is the story if you want to practice the, or you want to look at the Megillah on the Shabbos? Is the Megillah considered muktzah or not? Is the Megillah considered muktzah?
I would ask
Is
Rabbi Meza, our resident
yeah,
Bar
Rabbi
Korach.
Meza is the man. I know last Shabbos I was with Rabbi Meza's brother, who's also a chasheva, very chasheva Bal Korach.
Yes. Why would it be mixed? Learning from a Megillah.
What?
It's something you could learn from.
Yeah, so that's the question, because since we, so the question is, is it considered, yeah, the sinner says here, maybe you should be yachid the Megillah, you know, because we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So is that only when Purim falls out on Shabbos, there was a special Gezerah? Here, Purim is not on Shabbos this year. So maybe there's no Gezerah, but so maybe it's not Muktzah.
Gzeira is not to carry it. That doesn't make him
Well,
Muktzah.
Gzerah is not to read it. The question is, are you
Gzeira
allowed, and therefore does that make it Muktzah? So that's the discussion.
why would it make Muktzah? Is it more, not, there's more than one purpose for the meal? It's not just for
Yeah.
the official reading, it's for learning.
Yeah, so that's a discussion. And then also there's questions of hachana. You're not allowed it to be making from on Shabbos, even if you're not doing malacha. So even if you're living in a community that has an Erev and you use the Erev, so you can't bring your Megillah to shul, you have to bring it either Friday or, in other words, people like to read from their Megillahs, or even if they're not the Bal Korach, but they like to bring Megillahs or bring their paper Megillahs or whatever it is. So you have to make sure that even if the place of an Erev that you would normally carry, but there's still an Isser of doing Hachana, that you're not allowed to be doing Machen from Shabbos L'chol.
But the hachana of bringing it to shul while it's still Shabbos, that's hachana. But the hachana of reading from it, that's learning. If you
Yeah,
don't learn
those are two separate issues, right? One issue of bringing it to shul of hachana is a question whether you could do that or not. Because okay, so that's but the Sudas Purim, the Sudas Purim. It's interesting that the Sudas Purim, the minhag became to eat it later in the day. In other words, the minhag is usually not to eat the Sudas Purim in the morning. Some people, the Trumas and Neshim, call to like a Yosha. Some people had a minhag to have two Sudas Purims, one in the morning and one later in the day, because it did become a minhag to eat it, in the later part of the day. Sometimes have a minhag even to eat it into the night, but that was the minhag of. But again, this year, it's a fascinating discussion that we said before. That it's a fascinating discussion whether you can read it early for the people, because you're going into Shabbos. That's some other rabbis says you can, but the Tziv says you can, because it's still the night mitzvah. Even though you're going to do it a little bit early, but this Purim, the night Megillah reading is a night mitzvah. And there was no Gezeirah d'Rabbah on night mitzvahs because people what? People didn't go out at night those days. So they never made the Gezeirah. And that's how he explains why there's no Gezeirah of Matzah. These that when Pesach is Friday night, we eat Matzah. That's a Seder. Right? No one doesn't not eat Matzah. Well, so let us now say some Divrei Agada. And the following. There's a Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos where a prospective ger came to Hillel and said, convert me. First he came to Shammai. He says, convert me as long as I can learn the Torah on one foot. So Shammai had no patience for this guy. He said, no patience for you. He threw him out. He would have dachfu ba'amas abidin. He couldn't. And Hillel said no. Hillel said, "Da'alecha sani l'chavecha lo savid." The idach perusha zil gmur, which literally means the whole point of the Torah is what? Is a haftal re'echa kamocha. Everything else is commentary. And that's what he told him. So the Chasam Sofer's son, he quotes from his son, he says, what does it say that we accepted the Torah on Purim? So he says, you know what it means we accepted the Torah on Purim? Because what is the Torah? The Torah is Ahavta Le'echa. So since on Purim we give Shalach Manas, that's the whole Torah. And everything else is commentary. So the fact that it says that we have this yontif, it's the opposite of what Haman said, Yeshno Am Echad Befuzer and Beforad, that the Jewish people are not unified, they don't care about anybody. No. Either said they were Mekabel, Matonis, Sholoch Manos, Matonis, and that rest is Perusha. And that's what it means, Kabbalah Satorah. And it's interesting, there's a sefer called Apirion. Have you heard the sefer called Apirion? Apirion is a sefer, a chumash, written by none other than Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, like a very, used to be a very popular sefer. Today, it's not as popular as it used to be. Rabbi Sif from the Lower East Side used to would tell us that he once asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he's learning halacha with his balabatim, what sefer should he use? And Rav Moshe said, you should use Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's what you should learn. You know, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it has an advantage over all these other halachas form that people use, like the Mishneh Berurah, the Chayyadim, because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is an all Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. It's not just Aruch Haim. All Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But he wrote other svarim as well, Rav Shlomo Ganzfried. He wrote a sefer called Keses HaSofer, which is a sefer for Hilchos Tam, that sofer muse. And then he wrote a sefer on Chumash called Apirion. And the sefer on Chumash also has commentaries on Megillas Esther. So he says that the ikar of is Matanos. I mean, that's what the Rambam says. That you should be Marbim Matanos Navionim more than even Sholoch Manos. So why do we do Sholoch Manos? He says we do Sholoch Manos to camouflage the Matanos Navionim. Because if we just give Matanos Navionim, though there's a stigma. These people are the receivers. These are the Enneim. No, in Purim, everyone's a receiver. So that takes away the stigma from the Avionim. And that's why we have the real thing is we want Matanos Lavyon. We don't want to put a stigma on the Aniyim, so that's why you get everyone is a receiver today on Purim, and that camouflages and takes away the busha from the Aniyim on Purim. That's how that's in the Sefer Apirion, which is authored by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
So you have the Aruch HaShulchan also. The Aruch HaShulchan also is on all four halachim, and it's—I mean—it's not as
Yeah,
popular
that's
as
the
it
Aruch
is.
HaShulchan. That's an interesting point you make. The Aruch HaShulchan is an all right. Aruch HaShulchan is also an all four. That's true. Even though there are certain parts that are missing from the Aruch HaShulchan, but that's true. It's on the Dal Chalti Shulchan Aruch as well. You're right. But it's interesting that there are chunks that are missing from the Aruch HaShulchan. They found how many years ago, like 18 years ago, they found the section on the Nedarim and Shavuos on the Aruch HaShulchan that was missing. And then, but there's still sections missing. I don't know whether they still have them or they'll find them or not find them. David Lifshitz used to call the Aruch HaShulchan, he used to call them the Nevardika. The Nevardika. That's how we refer to the Aruch HaShulchan. So
I think it was much more popular when I was in yeshiva than it is today. Today, the Mishnah Berurah has sort of taken over
yeah,
for it.
no, I Dr. Norman Lamb Zatzal used to say he liked the Aruch HaShulchan because the Aruch HaShulchan gives you, he takes you through the sugya. He doesn't like the it gives you a more expansive of your understanding. Yeah, I like the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a very chashuva, a very chashuva sefer, and but the Kiddushin Shulchan Aruch is also a forgotten sefer. And my bar mitzvah, we gave out Kiddushin Shulchan Aruchs to everyone. Anyone who came to my bar mitzvah got a Kiddushin Shulchan Aruch. And I have a friend who says, he always says to me, I still have that Kiddushin Shulchan Aruch that you gave at your bar mitzvah. Now, Kiddushin Shulchan Aruch is not such a, he was a Hungarian. The Kesses HaSofer is much more popular. That's for Sofrim, that but that's the so this so this week is Shabbos Zohar. I'll tell you another word I said that Amalek, what's the gematria of Amalek? Well,
240?
240.
No.
Say Amalek, Ayin is 70, Mem is 40, is 110, Lamed is 30, is 140, and Kuf is 100, so 240. And what's the gematria of Suffolk?
Also 240.
Also 240. So the Svarim say Amalek is Suffolk because Amalek wants to what? Cast doubt. Everything is a Suffolk. You shouldn't be sure. So what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Asei l'charav. There's two Mishnahs. Vistalek min ha-Suffolk. He says, because the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, if you have a question, so if you don't have a rav, then you're going to stay with that question, and then it's going to weigh you down. It's going to burden you. You go to a rav and he paskens, there's no suffix in Stalag man suffix. I remember when I was growing up, we had shaykhs, then I ended up marrying into Rav Moshe Bick's family. My wife is from Rav Moshe Bick, so he used to come. He was a poisek. When you walked away from Rav Bick, there was no suffix in him. He was a very strong personality, and Asei l'charav yistalek min ha-suffik, and that's what Chanukah is. Purim is about Torah Shebaal Peh. You accepted the Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's Torah Shebaal Peh is about having a rav that you can ask shailos to, and having that relationship, and then no suffik in him. And Amalek is all about not trying to make a suffik, not that we shouldn't have. We should have doubts, and we should ever doubt everything. And then we shouldn't have, a Yishuv Hadas. You have a Rav, a Selach HaRav, Mishnah says, Yistalek min ha-Safek. And then the other Mishnah says, a Selach HaRav, Uknei l'chachover. Right? A Selach HaRav, Uknei l'chachover. But what does it say after that? Bavidan is called Adam l'kavzchus. So, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says another beautiful word. Asei l'charav, k'nei l'chachover. So those are two people you need in your life. You need a rav, you need a good friend. And then what's havidanu chol adam b'chavzchus? He said because like this, there's never going to be a perfect rav, and there's never going to be a perfect friend. So if your notion is perfection, all or nothing, once something, one little thing wasn't 100%, you chuck it, then you'll never have a friend and you'll never have a rav. So that's why asei l'charav. But make sure have done as kol adam b'kavshchus, that you have to be done kol adam b'kavshchus, because if you're not done kol adam b'kavshchus, then you're never going to have a seil charav, and then you're never going to have k'nei l'chachover, and that's what Purim is about. Purim is about a seil charav. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh, because they had to re-accept the Torah at Purim time, because kafalim hagigigis, and the Medrash Tanchuma says. Kafaleim Hagigiz was Torah Shebaal Peh. They were forced. Nasiv Nishma was Torah Shebichsav. but they were forced to Torah Shabbat Peh, so they had to re-accept Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is all about Aseilah Haram. It's all about understanding, speaking things out, things that you can't look up in a book, you know? And anyways, the person tries to look things up in a book, he's never going to be successful, because I remember somebody once came over to me. He had a shiloh. It was actually a Hilchos Nida shiloh. And he said to me, you know, he looked it up in the book. It was late Friday night. He had no one to ask. So he took a book out and he looked it up. And the book is not known for coolers. It's known to be more machmer. And he said to me, he didn't act upon it, but he just said to me, and he came to me Shabbos morning. He says, right, my conclusion? So I said, no, you're mater and issacharis. Because you don't realize that your case and the case in the book were not the same case. And I explained to him why it was different. And then the whole thing. So you need to use the book. You have to what? You have to know that the case that you're asking is the case that the book is speaking about. Because if there's one detail different, that could change the whole shiloh. That's why when you have a rav, he could when he asks you you ask him the question, he could say back, but what you know he can you know clarify by a little back and forth till you clarify what the question actually is. And that's Aseilu Harav, Ukneilu Chachover, and have a Danis Kolana. That's Purim, Ukneilu Chachover. It's all about, there's a whole discussion in the post-kim. Who do you give Shalach Manas to your friends or people that you're not as friendly with to become friends? That's also, so you can be Yotze both. Give it to your friends and give it to some people that maybe you're not as friendly with to become friends. You know that's another interesting idea of that. But Chasam Sofer says from his son that the Iker Kabbalas HaTorah of Purim was Shalach Manas, because that's like what Hillel said to the Ger. The Lech HaSani L'Chavercha Lo Savin, but you don't want someone to do it to you, don't do it to others. The rest of the Torah is commentary on that. And that's Shalach Manas, is that Chevershaft. And that's what Purim is all about. So Baruch Hashem, this year we were able to fast already yesterday, so we can come into Purim, not with the same amount of tzar from the tainus. But Purim is a special yom. The Iker of Kriyas HaMegillah, we always say, is the Kriyas HaMegillah by yom. Kriyas HaMegillah at night, it's so interesting, the Minya Shlomo points out, was not even mentioned once in the Sefer Megillah, in the Mishnayos in Megillah. It was mentioned in the Gemara. At the time of the Mishnah, it didn't even exist, the concept of Kriyas HaMegillah. And because the Mishnayos and Megillah say all the mitzvahs that are done in the daytime, you can do the whole day, like lulav, shofar, etc. At night, mitzvahs you can do the whole night. So an example of a day mitzvah is Mikra Megillah. When they listed the nine mitzvahs in the Mishnah, they didn't mention Mikra Megillah. So the Minya Shlomo Kohen Vilna says, you see from there that it didn't exist in the time of the Mishnah, reading the Megillah at night. That was a later takuna of reading the Megillah at night. But that's why, according to some shittas, you only say Shehecheyanu at night. So you don't have to say it again in the day. But Tosas Shita is no. And even though you said it, and that's what Ashkenazim, you say Shehecheyanu at night, you say it again in the day. Ah, we Yotze the Megillah. So some say, okay, the other mitzvahs also, but no, because even though we Yotze the Megillah at night, that is a lower form of Chiv, the night Megillah. The Iker is the day. I mean, obviously, we try to do both of them, but the Iker of Mikra Megillah is there. So Be'ez Hashem, Purim is. Maybe this year it's a little bit longer that we already changed the clock. So we should enjoy every moment of it. It should carry on and have a simcha the whole year, carrying around the relationships and the friendships that we can make on Purim for the whole year. And there's a shem, la'yudim ha'isa orav simcha v'sosu v'kar, k'ti alon.